Dublin-born, American-raised, Pulitzer Prize-winning Samantha Power has been appointed to one of the most senior foreign policy jobs in Barack Obama's cabinet. She'll be the US ambassador to the United Nations if the Senate there approves. She'll replace Susan Rice, who now becomes National Security Advisor. We'll talk to a reporter based at the United Nations in a moment, and later to US analysts Bob Schmuel and Neil O'Dowd on her appointment. Excuse me. But first, here's Samantha Power speaking yesterday on her appointment at the Rose Garden at the White House.
Thank you, Mr. President. From the day I met you and you told me that you had spent a chunk of your vacation reading a long, dark book on genocide, I knew you were a different kind of leader, and I knew I wanted to work for you. It has been my privilege here at the White House to serve you, and it would be the honor of a lifetime to fight for American values and interests at the United Nations. Now that I have two small children, Declan and Rian, somewhere, the stakes feel even higher. I moved to the United States from Ireland with my parents, who are here, when I was 9 years old. I remember very little about landing in Pittsburgh, except that I was sure I was at the largest airport in the history of the world. I do remember what I was wearing, a red, white, and blue Stars and Stripes t-shirt. It was the t-shirt I always wore in Ireland on special occasions. Even as a little girl with a thick Dublin accent who'd never been to America, I knew that the American flag was the symbol of fortune and of freedom. But I quickly came to learn that to find opportunity in this country, one didn't actually need to wear the flag. One just needed to try to live up to it. For the next 3 months, I came home from school every day, as my mother can attest, my dad can attest, and I sat in front of the mirrors for hours, straining to drop my brogue, so that I, too, could quickly speak and be American. The question of what the United Nations can accomplish for the world and for the United States remains a pressing one. I have seen UN aid workers enduring shellfire to deliver food to the people of Sudan, yet I've also seen UN peacekeepers fail to protect the people of Bosnia. As the most powerful and inspiring country on this earth, we have a critical role to play in insisting that the institution meet the necessities of our time. It can do so only with American leadership.
Samantha Power speaking at the White House yesterday. Dennis Fitzgerald is a reporter based at the United Nations. He's been giving me his assessment of her appointment as the American ambassador to the United Nations.
Well, it makes perfect sense, and it had been, you know, predicted for a long time, really. She's very much in the mold of Susan Rice. And she has worked with Obama's National Security Advisor since 2008. Mind you, she stepped down in February. I believe she was becoming a mom again. She's known Obama since 2005. And, I think they share a similar worldview. Obama believes in the U.S. engagement with the United Nations, which is, a change from his predecessor. He has made the position of UN ambassador a cabinet-level post, which it wasn't under President George W. Bush. She knows the UN inside out. She's written a biography of Sergio Vieira de Mello, who was head of the UN mission in Iraq, who was killed in 2003. And, she's written about what she calls liberal interventionism. She calls herself a humanitarian hawk. She believes that there should be military intervention when civilians are being massacred. And, in her book, she was actually quite critical of the U.S. failure to intervene in a number of genocides throughout the 20th century. She's an internationalist. She believes the U.S. should be a member of the International Criminal Court, that it should ratify the ban on landmines, and the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty should be ratified.
She's somebody who's not frightened of expressing her view and not frightened of criticising people in public either. In such a sensitive role, could that land her in trouble?
I think it can, and there are already, I see, some comments she made back. She was asked a hypothetical question back in 2002 about how she would apply her liberal intervention policy to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And, she used terms such as peace enforcement and perhaps sending soldiers there, and that an equal amount of money should be given to the Palestinians to build up their economy as is given to the Israelis to purchase military hardware. She was quite critical of the Clinton administration. But of late, she hasn't made too many public comments, you know, while she has been an advisor to Obama. She still has to be confirmed by the Senate, but John McCain came out today and said she's a very good choice, and Senator Joe Lieberman came out and said he supports her as a UN ambassador. So I don't think she will have any problem getting the Senate confirmation. I think McCain, he strongly supports intervention in Syria, and perhaps he sees Samantha Power as someone who would also support intervention in Syria, although Obama has not shown any inclination whatsoever.
Dennis, a female foreign-born member of his cabinet, what does it say about the look of Obama's cabinet? And when I say foreign-born, she was born here.
Yes.
Any reflection on us for that?
Well, a couple of months ago at the White House, March 19th, when Taoiseach was there, he spoke about how the next few years at the White House are going to be very green ones, and he mentioned in particular his newly appointed CIA Director John Brennan and his newly appointed Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough. And so now it's going to be even more green, as he's appointed a Irish-born Samantha Power to this UN post. And I think appointing a woman, that's he's come in for some criticism over the past few months that many of his senior appointees in defense, in state, and in treasury have been white middle-aged men. So I think today's appointments, of Rice to national security and Samantha Power to the UN, is a response to some of that criticism.
That's Dennis Fitzgerald at the United Nations.